Yes, I once was on a flight from Cleveland to Los Angeles pre-9/11, before with George Carlin as my seatmate in first class, and he ran out of reading material, and I handed him this wonderful human interest story from the Wall Street Journal on Pudding Man, and I had to work on the flight. He worked on the flight the whole time, so I knew I would eventually strike up a conversation with him, and he had, interestingly, I never met anyone who was so specific in his orders for food at first class or for anything. He basically, when the flight attendant came, said, "We like this or that dish. I'll have the pasta dish, but bring it to me at the last possible moment so I can finish it before we begin our descent. In other words, don't bring the food to me when you want to. Bring it to me towards the end of the flight." So I knew I was going to strike up a conversation with him at some point, and I thought, well, it'll be when this pasta dish comes. And when the pasta dish comes, I turned to him and I said, "Mr. Carlin," he said, "Yes." I said, I really want to tell you how much I appreciate you not interrupting me during this flight."
I love that.
He cracked up, the reversal of me saying something he ought to say. And I said to him, I said, "I really admire your observational skills." Again, this is 10 plus years ago. And I said, "I don't think most people observe very well." He said, "Oh, to the contrary." He said, "People observe all the time. It's why when I tell a joke, I can say, you ever go to the toaster and notice when?" Carlin was known as the first observational comedian. By the way, he's often given that tag. He said, "This is why I can tell a joke. The people see the same things I see." He said, "The problem is people don't have a place to put the data." And he shared with me that he had 2,500 different directories on his Apple laptop where he cataloged his daily observations. And so... So I've developed a very simple tool in the book. I call it A to XYZ. And it's for every letter of the alphabet with XYZ in a single bucket because it's harder to come up with things. Come up with a list of 24 things, categories, in which you want to capture your daily observations. So whatever domain of interest one has in innovation, come up with your 24 categories, one for every letter of the alphabet. That tool that forces one to explore the list more richly than just writing down 24. And then I write in the book that, boy, if you start developing 10 such lists, in fact, you get to 100 such lists, then you've got George Carlin-like categories to record your daily observations. I think it's a very simple tool that I put in the book that a lot of design teams, a lot of innovators could use. Start with a list of 24 so that you know what you're looking for. Still be open to observations outside those categories, but to know what one is looking for, I think goes a long way towards actually seeing it.